What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of The Journey. I hope you are having a magnificent Monday or super productive Tuesday, whatever day you're listening to this. It's Sunday morning for me, and super excited to get into today's topic. I want to discuss starting a business and whether you should or should not. So should you start a business or not? This has definitely been something that I wish was shared with me when I first started, just to shed some light. Not that it would change anything now that I've been through it, but I think it is good to have kind of a heads up on this, especially if you're just getting starting out, and that way you can be aware of this or maybe even help your decision making, because sometimes maybe you might not want to make this transition and it actually might not be what you're looking for. So I want to give full transparency on what actually is entailed when you go into business, okay? So let's get started. I get asked this a lot, like especially like these are the kind of conversations I like to have: business, getting started, and a lot of people that I talk to are just getting going. And it's big question of whether to dive in or to kind of keep doing what they're doing in their job or their current position. And I always, it's the same exact answer, and I've been able to articulate it a lot better now that I've done it a dozen times. But this exact thing happened in my journey, and it's going to be true. It's kind of an evergreen thing to where it is in every single business. And what that is that most people start out in business because they want, the natural journey is you find something you enjoy. You naturally get pretty good at it because you enjoy doing that thing. So you spend a lot of your time doing that thing, and naturally you get better with experience. And what happens is you get so good at it that you generally are able to start teaching others. And if there's ever that, whether it be intentional or non-intentional, that transition between somebody reaching out to you and asking you to do that whatever it is, that service for them, and if there's ever a transaction, that's where that idea starts to set root. That's where the seed is planted on, hey, maybe I can make a business out of this and do this for myself. And then all the other, you know, potential opportunities come flooding in as far as the freedom, I get to be my own boss, all the things that you want to have a business for. And I worry because that clouds a lot of judgment. It's a very shiny thing, the allure of complete freedom and doing whatever you want and not having to answer to everybody. That while that is great, there are a lot of things that kind of overshadows and covers up when going into business, okay? Because it is not all sunshine and rainbows, and you do not have complete autonomy until you create it, but you have to learn how to create it. So going back to that step-by-step. So now somebody's reached out to you and like, hey, I see that you're doing good in this thing. Can you teach me how to do it? Can you show me how to do it? Can you do it for me? And generally there's like a barter in the beginning, but then it grows, okay? So now we're at this point where I want to start a business. Should I dive in? Should I not? The most important thing that you need to look at is how do you want your life to be set up and what do you truly enjoy? And I'll use myself for an example in this to paint this picture. I got into training. You know, we know that I started out personal training. I started to get really good at it. You know, other people started to ask me how to learn how to train. Then I found CrossFit, and it kind of was a snowball. It was a gradual progression into it, all the way to the point where I'm like, hey, I think I can make a business out of it. Let me dive in. But understanding that whole snowball up to the point where I decided to start the business was built around the idea that I'm going to be a coach. I want to start a coaching business. I want to start a CrossFit gym because I want to coach. I want to be the guy that everyone comes to learn how to work out, okay? Their fitness and nutrition needs. That's what I wanted. And everything was good for the first year or two. But what happens is that you will reach a point no matter what, and this is inevitable, and it's really the deciding factor on, do you want to make this a business or did you really just buy yourself a job? Okay, so for me, let's say I'm about 2 years in, I'm coaching, everything is still going good. And I'm wearing all the hats in the business. But there was a point that I realized that there are so many other things, the sales, the marketing, bringing people in, keeping people at the gym, learning how to run the taxes, learning how to run the financials and payroll and all these things that while seem minor and kind of supplemental to me coaching, while, you know, I would go coach and then I would spend the rest of the day doing these things, you reach a point in the business to where the business aspect takes up more time than the coaching. And that is where the scale tips and where you need to decide and be prepared to decide whether this is this going to be what I really want to do? Do I want to go into business and actually grow a business? Or do I want to continue doing the thing that I'm doing? Do I want to continue coaching and be a coach who just owns a gym? And it's a very big difference, because if you want to decide to continue to just coach, while that may be great, it will never grow and you will never give the gym or the business the amount of attention it deserves and it needs to grow. You will not be able to nurture it the amount that it needs to grow into anything substantial other than to support yourself. And if you got into business to just support yourself and kind of be your own boss and do your thing, then I'm here to tell you that 100% you can do that. If you do not desire to have staff, have a team, and grow a business outside of just providing your means, then this can you can most certainly do it. But if your desire is to kind of step out and have somebody else provide a service for you so that you can have freedom and time to devote into other things, other hobbies that you might enjoy, then that is not the path, because you will, that will be 100% over a full-time job, because you will do a full-time job providing the service, and then you would need to go home and spend your weekends, your nights, your mornings working on the business, okay? And so while that is doable, you need to understand that's the world that you live in, where it's that the constant grind, the overwhelming amount of work, because a business takes more than one person to run. And if you're not willing to expand into a team, then you will always be the one required to do those tasks. And so do you see what I'm saying? You stick yourself in a hamster wheel where it is possible, but you will forever be working on overload, because you have to do a normal job, which would be providing the service, which is what you would do at a typical position at another, you know, company. But then you also have to do the job of the company. Okay, do you see what I'm saying? In my instance, if I was a personal trainer, I can go work at a gym and be a personal trainer and provide the service and make the living. And then the gym would then do all the other business stuff that I wouldn't have to worry about. When you go work by yourself, yes, you fired your boss, but you hired yourself to be the boss to run all of the business stuff. So you cannot forget to run all the business stuff, or the business will die and you will then be forced out of business. So you really do two jobs in one. And again, it's doable, and I'm not here to say that it's not. It is doable, but you need to understand that that will always be an overwhelming amount of work. The only way to get out of that is to hire people. And so you have to make this pivotal leap. And once you do that, then you are now committing to business and learning business. And this is what I mean. The second you decide to get out and hire someone to be the other, so the first hire should always be another service provider, I believe, because then you can start to replicate whatever your service is, and that would free up your time to work on the business. So now you have two people working on the service, and that gives you, so now say 75% them is on the service, you put in 25%, and then you could spend your other 75% of attention working on the business, which makes it a lot more calm and relaxed. The issue there is now you have to grow in order to sustain both of you. And this is where the snowball begins and you start to completely move out of what you were doing and fully into the business world. So once you now have to sustain two people, there's a good chance that the amount of volume rolling into the business is not sustainable, in the sense that it's just not happening. You didn't open up and now they come. You have to actually put some effort into your marketing efforts, into your sales efforts, and actually have a system and a process to where you can bring people in consistently, or at least sporadically, but with effort. And so more and more time goes into different aspects of the business. And with that, once you get good at that, which you have to get good or you will always be stuck in that perpetual just vicious cycle, and it'll only ever be you too. But once you get good at it, then you would need, in order to free up your attention again, you would need to now bring in somebody else to run the marketing or the sales. So now you have that attention back, but now you need to provide more to sustain them. Do you see? So now you have to go move out and learn another aspect of business, just say retention. So you have now another service provider, you've brought in a marketing or a sales director, and now you're shifting into they're bringing in more people while you're continuing to help with that. But now you need to keep people. So now we're trying to keep people in the gym. So now your main focus is still on the business, learning how to keep people. Okay. And I hope you're seeing with every iteration of this, you're shedding and then moving into another aspect of the business. And the thing is, you have to do this because it's your business, so that you can't instruct or get somebody else. You're like, okay, I just want to do this. You bring in somebody else, like a CEO. One, you can't afford a CEO when you're a startup. And two, why are you starting a business when you just bought another boss? Because at the end of the day, if they're running the business, you're going to have to answer them and how the business is run. And so if we agree on that, you will be the person to move here. What you'll notice is you get less and less time doing the thing that you started the business to do. So for me, it was coaching. And 2 years in, I made the conscious decision that I need to spend more time on the business. And so I had the other guys running all of the coaching. So I no longer coached. I was completely pulled out of coaching. And then I spent all of the time on the business. And that's where it was an aha moment, or I realized like very clearly that, holy shit, I got into business to be a coach. And 2 years in, I no longer can coach. I have to be a business person. And luckily for me, and that's where I think a lot of businesses do succeed, because during that journey, you actually fall in love with the things that actually created the business. And obviously, if there wasn't any kind of passion for business, then it probably wouldn't have happened to begin with. But luckily for me, I did enjoy all the marketing, all the stuff that comes with business, I enjoyed. So it was not that difficult for me to actually enjoy to do those things. But some people want nothing to do with marketing. Some people want nothing to do with sales. Some people hate math. Some people hate, you know, law and taxes and all that stuff that come with business that you have to face and actually enjoy to learn about, or it'll never get done. And so I think the biggest thing that you need to understand if you want to get into business is, one, what do you want to get out of it? If it's just to be you, if you just want a sole proprietorship, you do your thing, and that's forever it, then that's fine. You bought a job, but you need to understand you will also need to wear the business hat at the same time. And in general, it's going to be a pretty uphill battle, because you will always want to grow in your personal service, whatever it is you're providing. But as that grows, the business requirements grow too. So it's a twofold. Everything, every hour that you add on to your personal service, there's another added on for the business. And so you can very quickly get to 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, and that be a normal thing that you will always have. And if that's what you want to do, go for it. If you don't desire to do that, if you desire to have what, you know, everyone aspires to have with a business, is you can have your freedom back, then you need to take on the responsibility of the fact that you will probably no longer be doing the thing you got into business to do. And that needs to be a hard discussion that you have with yourself. If you are a chiropractor, if you are a coach, if you are whatever, and you get into business to do that forever, then there's a good chance that this probably wouldn't be the best idea, because you will be pulled out of that into a fully kind of business position. Okay. And it's not a forever thing, but if you understand how that those iterations work, the only way to scale up or shed out of that position and to move into another one is to become very proficient at that, to the point to where it is going so well in the business. So let's use sales, for an example, you have to get to the, you set the gold standard in your business. Then you have to train someone else to meet that standard. So you have to understand and master a skill so well that not only can you do it, but you can dissect it and then teach it to somebody else in simple terms to where you can elevate them up to the point where you were. So it's not like a one toe in. You have to dive in, understand that subject, and then teach it to somebody else. Once you do that, you check, you like kind of sort of level up, or you check out of that position and move into another one. Now let's do the marketing, or now let's do, you know, retention, or now let's do operations. But every one of those, you have to master that skill set. Again, so much so that you can dissect it, teach it to somebody simply, and bring them up to the standard that you have set. So if, first off, you don't know enough to set a standard to where the operation is not going well in your business, you have to continue to learn. Once you get it to the business, to the point where the business is running well with that system consistently over and over, then you have to do another battle, which is bring in somebody new to teach them how to do it. Then you can move out. So it's two parts to that. And the thing is that that takes a lot of time and effort. And so while you can get back to the point to where you're coaching, you must go through those phases in order to deserve or earn the right to go back to doing what you were doing. Because you will reach a point where the business is running sustainably, and you do reach a point where it's like, okay, this is a rung, this is a level where we can sustain, and kind of we've added all of the aspects to where it's a full system, and now the time and attention is given back to me to where I can do what I want in the business. For me, I want to continue to grow the business, but if for you, you wanted to go back to coaching or chiropractic, that could be an option because now the business is running, but you set that up as you went along. So I'm hoping this kind of helps paint a picture of whether or not, like, this is truly what goes into running the business. And this is stuff that was never even discussed. In the beginning when you're starting business, it's business plans, it's how do you plan to make your money and all that stuff. But like, you don't know what you don't know. And this is the stuff that I did not know, that any mentor that I talked to at the time did not even shed a remote light on. And so, but I think it's extremely important, because if you don't understand what you're getting into, you will face this. I guarantee you will face this. And at that time, if you do not want to make that leap, but you do not want to stay a sole proprietor, this is where I think a lot of the businesses die, because they're not willing to bridge that gap or make that leap into that and commit to business fully. And so they stay in this weird death valley where it's a sole proprietorship, but you want your freedom back and you're just in burnout. Fat 4 or 5 years down the road, like if you're stuck in this constant 50, 60, 70 hours a week cycle, you will get burned out. It doesn't matter how much juice you have, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever. It's just a matter of time, because it's an uphill battle, and eventually you'll throw your hands up. And I think truly that is where a lot of businesses die. It's not whether a person can give a good service or not, because that's how they started. It's whether you're willing to make that transition into a business person or continue to do the thing that you are doing. And if you're not willing to do that, then I highly recommend just stay in a job, because you'll get all the benefits of doing the thing that you love to do, but you won't have to worry about encountering all that other stuff. If you have no desire to do that, then it's probably best you don't start the business. But if you do desire to continue learning and learning different, much different things than what you're probably doing right now, then business will probably be good, and you'll probably thrive on that learning experience and going through always something different. It's always new. There's always a new problem. And if at that point that's what you enjoy, then I highly recommend starting a business. So if you want to chat, you know, just leave me a comment, you know, or message me on Instagram, whatever you want to do. But I'm hoping that that helps shed some light and clarity, because every conversation I've had, that was kind of an aha moment when I'm talking to people. And for me, that was something I really wish was brought up to me before. Not that it would change anything, but it certainly would have prepared me to kind of speed up that transition of going from a coach to going to a full-time business person. Okay. So I hope that helped. If you enjoyed this, please subscribe, thumbs up, leave a comment, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Later.